His Sitcom stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A state trooper in Connecticut was arraigned last Friday in Torrington Superior Court following his arrest for allegedly stealing a boat from private property in Salisbury's Twin Lakes in June. The state's case against James Promotico, 53, was transferred from Torrington to Waterbury, where it will be heard next week, because he interacts in the course of his duties with prosecutors and court staff in Litchfield County. His 12-year veteran trooper lives in Torrington and works out of Troop B in Canaan. The Great Barrington Select Board is inviting town residents to join municipal consultant Bernard Lynch of Community Paragon Associates in a community forum tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street to listen and hear about the process for selecting the next town manager and to offer community input. The town charter specifies the role and responsibilities of the town manager, along with the search process that the town will follow. More information on the community input session for tonight, contact the Great Barrington Select Board office at 413-528-1619, extension 2. Pine Plains, New York, on November 8th, New York State Police and the Rhinebeck Barracks arrested William H. Smith III, age 55, of Pine Plains for criminal mischief in the second degree. On October 24th, troopers were dispatched to Church Street to the town of Pine Plains for a report of criminal mischief. He was arraigned before the town of Pine Plains court, released on his own recognizance. He is next scheduled to appear before the court on December 5th at 4 p.m. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro invites residents to participate in the ongoing conversation about the proposed 2019 county budget. The first one coming up at Pauling Village Hall on November 19th at 1 p.m., Rhinebeck Star Library on November 20th at 6 p.m., the Stanford Town Hall on November 26th at 6 p.m., and the Town of Poughkeepsie Senior Center in Poughkeepsie on December 5th at 6 p.m. The Great Barrington Rudolph Steiner School welcomes parents, grandparents, and caregivers to a Looking Ahead to Elementary School morning coming up tomorrow from 9:30 to 11 at the school library. More information at 413-528-4015, extension 106. Berkshire South Community Center on Chrissy Road in Great Barrington will serve up a community-style Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow with two seatings at 5 and 8:15. The public is invited to attend. More information at 413-528-2810. An interfaith Thanksgiving service will be held tomorrow at 6:30 in the evening at the Salisbury Congregational Church on Main Street. Everybody is welcome to attend. North Canaan Elementary School second graders will host their second annual Veterans Day Assembly. That comes up Wednesday at 9 a.m. All veterans are invited to attend, not just those from North Canaan. Contact Denise Sorrell of the school for more information. The Sharon United Methodist Church will sponsor their annual Thanksgiving pie sale coming up Wednesday, 10 a.m. until sold out in front of the Sharon Pharmacy and Rick's Wine and Spirits. Tart-sized pies range in price from $4 and up, and others are priced $12 to $16. And once again, remember, they have their Christmas fair coming up on the second Saturday, not the first Saturday of December. The Goshen Turkey Trot 10K Road Race takes place November 22nd at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, the 41st year. Entry fee $30 per person pre-registered. Support the Hoosier Girls basketball and boys teams. Come watch an exciting varsity versus alumni game November 21st at 5:15. Food and drinks will be sold. Half-court shot contest to win a prize. $5 for adults and $3 donation for a student. Thanksgiving Day Community Dinner. You can join your friends and neighbors with the special annual community Thanksgiving meal November 22nd at the Pilgrim House on Granite Avenue in Canaan, 12 to 2, 860-824-5854. For information, everybody is welcome. Doesn't matter how much money you make or don't make. If you're looking for companionship and a nice Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving, this is the dinner for you to attend locally in Canaan, Connecticut. Now, meanwhile, there's another community Thanksgiving dinner taking place on Thursday, 12:30 to 2:30 at the Firehouse Lane in Red Hook, New York, hosted by the Red Hook United Methodist Church. Friends, family, and food without a fee. Enjoy a relaxing buffet-style Thanksgiving meal without the hassles of cooking or cleaning up. The Parade of Lights starts this week in Dutchess County in Millerton. It'll start on Friday, LaGrange on Saturday, Pine Plains on Saturday, Wappingers on Saturday, and coming up on Sunday, a Parade of Lights in Rhinebeck. Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health has a free rabies vaccination clinic for pets Saturday, November 24th at the Stanford Firehouse, 8 a.m. till noon with convenient on-site parking. The Salisbury Artisans Group Annual Holiday Market to benefit local charities will take place at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury over two weekends, this weekend, the 24th and 25th, and November 30th, December 1st and 2nd. Hours of the sale are Fridays from 3 till 7, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday from 10 till 4. The sale benefits these different area nonprofits: the Jane Lloyd Fund, Corner Food Pantry, Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary, and others. For a complete list of participating artisans, artisansale.org. The Mahawi Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington presents their annual post-Thanksgiving screening of The Wizard of Oz on the big screen, a 4 p.m. showing. For more information, 413-528-0100. Sandersfield Arts Center on Hammertown Road, just off Route 57, presents a book talk featuring New York Times bestselling author Simon Winchester. He'll discuss his new novel, The Perfectionist. That is on Saturday, November 24th, from 4 until 6 p.m. The 31st Annual Town of Norfolk Community Tree Lighting Celebration takes place. Holiday music, refreshments, and more Saturday, November 24th, 5:45 to 6:30 on the Village Green. Santa arrives at 6 p.m. riding his fire truck sleigh of lights, passing out candy canes to children of Norfolk, and then there'll be the tree lighting ceremony. Housatonic Musical Theater Society's gala coming up, celebrating 15 years of musical theater magic with 15 years of musicals, highlighting past and current performers, a raffle including a Broadway Hamilton tickets. This all takes place Saturday the 24th at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Tickets are available at the Salisbury and Sharon pharmacies at the door and online at www.hmts.org. The Canaan Fire Company has their annual light parade. That'll be held on Sunday. The parade will line up behind Stop and Shop at 5. It'll step off at 5:30. Santa will appear under the pavilion across from McDonald's at the conclusion of the parade. All vehicles, floats, and creative entries will be accepted. You don't have to be representing a fire department if you'd like to participate. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeandinn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,413.22, the NASDAQ at 7247.87, and the S&P 500 at 2736.27. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.